I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra, the executive director, Emily Gallants, and she's going to tell us all about their upcoming, actually their 52nd season opener, the vibrant tribute to Latin American music and the Day of the Dead. Emily, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Always glad to have you on. Well, tell us about the first concert. You know, you just wrapped up Hoosier Star and the Drayton concerts, and briefly just tell us how those went.
Yeah. Oh, just fabulous. Hoosier Star was awesome as usual. We have two very awesome, talented winners who will be performing their pieces at our summer concert next year in Friendship Gardens. And then again, next fall at next year's Hoosier Star. I always say it's like they've won a pageant or their Miss America. They have their winners tour now. As they hold the title for the next year. Yeah.
And how many people did you have audition initially?
About 65.
Wow.
65 people. Yeah, for those 10 spots. So robust. The numbers seem to grow every year.
And the turnout for the Drayton concert, how'd you do on that?
Yes, fabulous. Over 5,000 for the three concerts, and just so fun to see the kids get excited about classical music and orchestral music.
So tell us about the upcoming concert, your season opener on November 2nd.
Yeah, we're very excited about this one. It falls on the Mexican holiday Dia de los Muertos, so we were super excited to bring this program to the region, some pieces that Dr. Watson has been wanting to do for a long time. One of which is Rodrigo's Guitar Concerto. It's kind of the classical guitar concerto in the repertoire. And we have a fabulous guitar soloist coming in. His name is Guido Sanchez Portuguez. He is a professor at the University of Illinois, a professor of guitar. He's from Costa Rica, and he will be coming to play that that title solo. So that's going to be really exciting.
Anything else surrounding this concert that your guests can expect?
Yes. So we have a fabulous ballet troupe, Ballet Folklorico Yurtson. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. they are coming from East Chicago to do some dancing at 6:15 p.m. pre-concert. They'll be dancing. And then we also have the Hispanic Heritage Group from Purdue Northwest is going to be hosting some activities pre-concert. So we're really excited to be working with them to bring the full experience to this concert.
Now, season subscriptions, people can still get those, correct?
They still can. Yes. Yes. We have our fashionably late subscribers. So we'll have information about that at the concert itself. You can still subscribe for the final three concerts of the season, February, March, April. And so you'll still receive a little bit of a discount there on if you buy all three concerts.
And of course, you have single seats available also.
Plenty of single seats available. That's right. Yes. Balcony seats at the Civic. They're wonderful. They're now padded with cup holders and all the amenities there. And we also have some floor seats available as well if you prefer to sit on the floor at a table.
So any other activities between that concert and, of course, your famous Holiday Pops concert events going on?
Nothing in between there except a lot of planning and rehearsing. but we have a fabulous concert for the holidays coming up, and I'm sure I'll be back on to talk about that one. But we've got the high school choirs from LaPorte High School and Michigan City High School joining us for some really fun festive music. So we're really excited about that.
Excellent. And just maybe touch on some of the other things we can look forward to in the rest of the season.
Oh, sure. Yes. So in February, we have an Animal Kingdom concert. This is going to be special for families, and it's going to be at LaPorte High School. And we're going to play several pieces that are from the animal world. We're going to play Peter and the Wolf, which is a favorite of many, many people, and also Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. So that's going to be really cool. We're really excited about that. We're going to have some little furry friends joining us as well. The Humane Society is going to be bringing some animals, and so we're going to have some pre-concert activities for that one as well. March, we've got an exciting classical concert, Schumann's First Symphony, some springtime-themed music, even though we well know March 9th will probably not feel very springy. We're going to will it to come. Yes, exactly, with some spring-themed music. And then in April, we've we've got our Spring Pops, which is going to be some enchanted evening, a night of Rodgers and Hammerstein. So lots of wonderful music to look forward to this season.
Wow, what a schedule. And you know, having attended several of your concerts, it's just a wonderful orchestra. What a benefit for not only LaPorte County, but for all of Northwest Indiana.
Truly,
that you have.
Yes, we have some fabulous new players this season. We just held auditions for some open seats, and we have some really fantastic musicians joining us this season. So I think it's going to be just a really, really fabulous season with really high quality entertainment for the region.
Any opportunity for you to sing again?
Yes, I'm going to sing on the Rodgers and Hammerstein piece program. I'm super excited about that. As I say, all my musical theater dreams are coming true. I've mostly sung classical and Baroque music in my career, and now I get to branch out a little and sing some fun musical theater. So I'm excited about that.
Do you know what songs you're singing yet?
I think a few from Sound of Music, and yes, I won't reveal the program just yet,
okay.
But it's always been my dream to play Maria in Sound of Music. So
excellent. In our last few moments, tell us about the concert coming up on November 2nd.
Yes, November 2nd, Dia de los Muertos at the LaPorte Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m. Concert begins at 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 for adults, $22 for seniors. Children and students with ID are free. And you can buy tickets at the door or online at lcso.net.
Thank you so much. That's Emily Yannis, Executive Director for the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. Thank you for sharing on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.